97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present The Art of Potential, an illuminating talk show dedicated to getting your community educated, hired, and inspired. The Art of Potential combines real-world knowledge and expertise aimed at helping our community reach their full potential. Now, The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemster with The Art of Potential Show. We have an exciting show for you. We have Jennifer Fahey here from FarmAid. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
She is the Director of Communications, and she's going to tell us all about FarmAid. But let me tell you, first of all, the lineup that's coming this September 13th to Walnut Creek. Willie Nelson and family, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, David Matthews and Tim Reynolds, Jack White, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Jamie Johnson, Delta Ray, Carlene Carter, Peggy Young and the Survivors, Lucas Nelson and the Promise of the Real, and Insects vs. Robots. I don't know what you're doing on September 13th, but I think this is a good way to spend your day. So, Jennifer, tell us about FarmAid and tell us how you got involved.
Well, FarmAid is a nonprofit organization. We work nationally, but we're based out of Boston, Massachusetts. We were founded in 1985 by Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, and Neil Young.
So were they just sitting around, just, you know, shooting the breeze and, hey, why don't we do, is that how that goes?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Willie was on his tour bus.
Okay.
And he was shooting the breeze with the governor of Illinois, and they were talking about the farm crisis.
Yeah.
And family farmers at that time were going out of business, left and right. And Willie felt like he was seeing it all the time when he was crisscrossing the country on his tour bus. And other people weren't seeing it. Our politicians weren't paying attention. So he said, I'm going to do a concert. We're going to get this done. We're going to bring attention. We're going to raise money. And we're going to solve the problem. And 29 years later, here we are. We're still doing it. So these guys, and Willie called up John Mellencamp and Neil Young and about 48 other artists and got them on board. But Neil Young and John Mellencamp have been on our board of directors and our co-founders, of course, and play the concert every year. And it's sort of unprecedented that artists like these would stay committed to an issue like this year in and year out.
You're right. It is. Yeah. I mean, this is two decades worth of commitment.
Right. Our executive director, who is also as committed, has been there since the beginning and is the reason we're outside of Boston rather than in farm country.
Right.
She calls them junkyard dogs because they just won't give up this fight. And they realize that family farmers still need a voice out there standing up for them and explaining to all of us right. who eat, right. why we should care about family farmers and what we can do.
Now, and the farming industry itself has changed substantially. In the past 20 years.
It has. We sort of look back over our almost 30 years now and see distinct waves. So in the 80s, it was pretty similar to the mortgage crisis that we had a few years ago, where farmers were basically encouraged to take out loans that they could never repay. And especially when the markets, export markets crashed and, the price of corn was 5 cents a bushel. And so farmers went out of business. There was nothing they can do. And the thing that's different about farming is, if you're a small business, you go out of business. And if you go out of business, it's a terrible thing. But you still usually manage to hold on to your home.
Right.
Family farmers, their business is tied up in their home. So
they are.
When they're at risk of losing their farm, they're at risk of losing their family and their home. And in a lot of cases, their entire history in terms of generations of people who came before them. So that's why these guys started FarmAid and why they have remained so committed and why it's so important to all of us who work with them to bring attention to the challenges that family farmers have and the opportunities that they have too and the opportunities we all have.
Well, and one of the things, my husband's family owns a farm in Iowa, and one of the things that they have seen over the years is that when the farms are down on their luck, there seem to be some large corporations that are happy to come in. And it's not good or bad. You know, it is the way that it is. And so they're seeing much larger operations taking over the land, so to speak.
Right. And we have, we operate farmers are first and foremost operating a business.
Right.
And we're here in capitalism. So there's, you know, there are ways that certain things happen. But, you know, I think John Mellencamp and Neil Young often refer to the little guy, you know, and that's who we're talking about and why it's important that we have those little guys, those small farmers on the land, and that our land remains in the hands of many people and not just a handful of large, powerful corporations.
Absolutely. And it gives you so much more diversity. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not necessarily eating corn that's been, you know, treated with all kinds of things. You've got the organic farmer, which my cousin is up in Indiana. You know, you've got all kinds of opportunities, if you will, to enrich your table.
Right. And you have people engaging in the community. They're not just taking the money out and removing it to somewhere else, but they're actually re-spending it in the community, keeping the bank in business and the local Main Street and the seed and the feed mill. And keeping their kids in the town so that they go to school there, because across the country we've seen rural America really have a loss of citizens and then therefore businesses and infrastructure.
They really have. And they've had the introduction of some other things which haven't been helpful to the communities.
Right.
Yeah, very much so. So let's talk about you. How did you get involved in this?
Well, this is my 12th concert. Now, I started in 2002 with FarmAid, and it was a change for me in my life. I had been working in the dot-com industry, and I got laid off and had a lovely severance package and a little free time to figure out what it was I wanted to do.
Nice.
And I went back to school to study public policy, and then I found the job at FarmAid, and I thought, well, this will be fun. I knew I wanted to work in a nonprofit. I'd been volunteering in a nonprofit for a long time and knew that that was what I wanted to do. And I didn't expect that I would be at FarmAid all these years. And to be honest, the job I got at that time wasn't, it was what I was qualified to do it. It was an operations position. But it wasn't ultimately what I wanted to do. And, and now I am in that job that I wanted to do in terms of really sharing the passion and the joy for what family farmers bring us and what good food brings us, and working with these artists and working with the farmers and working with policymakers who do want to make a difference and make things better for farmers. So, yeah, it's been a long, fun road.
Well, it sounds like a very interesting one. Did you ever finish your degree in public policy?
I didn't.
You're, 'cause your opportunity came up.
Yeah. And I've learned so much more on the job.
I would think so.
Then, well, I mean, not to take away from having the degree whatsoever. Mm. Maybe I'll do it someday. But for now,
You'll teach the class.
Right.
This is how you have to bring all the people together. So in your role, then, it sounds like you work with a lot of different groups. You have the performers who, in reading, it looks like they donate their time for the concert. Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, and I'm sure you have exciting stories about them and, you know, trying to herd cats or whatever.
That's exactly what we call it.
Right. And then you have, you know, you mentioned the politicians. How are you involved with them?
Well, we are a small staff, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say, well, is your office the headquarters? And we sort of laugh because, yes, it's the headquarters and that it's
big
the
offices,
only,
right.
Yeah, it's the only place we have.
Right.
And we're a staff of about 14, so there's a lot of opportunity to really get involved in a lot of different things.
Yes, wear many hats.
Yeah. And so that's great, and we all embrace it. And so, you know, I've been to D.C. to talk, have a meeting with Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. And bring 13,000 petitions to him about the dairy crisis.
Okay.
And I've been to meetings with Willie Nelson and, you know, at the time, Senator Barack Obama.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities and everyone on board is engaged in all of the work, which is huge. You know, we have a huge concert, which is our focus today, but 365 days out of the year, we're focused on family farmers and what we can do and what we can do to bring their voices to conversations and make a bigger imprint.
Wow. And that is pretty amazing. I'm going to take us back real quick to your comment about Barack Obama. I don't think people realize how much farming goes on in Illinois unless you live in that area of the country, because I grew up outside of Chicago, but, you know, you're around it all the time.
Yeah.
And you do see it. And Illinois has some of the best farmland in the United States.
It does. We had our 2005 concert there, and we had Wilco on stage, who's from Chicago. I'm sure you might be a fan. Senator Barack Obama at that time introduced the band, and people said, you know, he's going to be president someday. And then nobody expected it that soon.
Right.
but it was a great opportunity. And he was really pointing that out when we were there, that, you know, everyone is sort of focused on Chicago and focused on the urban there. But it's a lot of rural and a lot of farmers. And a lot of farmers, you know, it's sort of known as a big ag, corn and soy kind of state. But also there's so much innovation coming out of that state and the Midwest in general and all over the country.
Yes.
And that's a big part of what Farm Aid does, is try to bring attention to those farmers and those activists and local community organizers who are bringing about those changes.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what challenges face the farmers right now. You are listening to the Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra. I am talking with Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid, and we are talking about what's going on with farmers today. So, Jennifer, what would you say are some of the issues that today's family farmers are facing? Now, that is a tongue twister. Can we all say that together? Family farmers are facing.
Yes. We comment often on the alliteration of the F words in our office. We talk about family farmers and food and, well, some of the biggest challenges I think family farmers face are...
You just rolled that right off.
Right.
I just have to say, it was
great. It's been 12 years, so I have a little bit more practice than you. The challenges family farmers face really have to do with making a living, I think. You know, margins are really tight.
They are.
I mean, to start with, farmers, we often call them, you know, the biggest gamblers out there.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
With, I mean, their lives.
Yes.
It's not like you're gambling the family car. It's like your entire life.
Right, right. And you're dealing with things that are completely out of your control.
Yes.
And, you know, there are crop insurance programs and things like that out there for catastrophic losses. But, you know, those are not foolproof or 100% guaranteed. So, you know, we give credit right off the bat to family farmers for just doing it in the first place, and reminding people that we need to be thankful that these folks are out there doing the hard work to bring us good food. And then, you know, there's the issue of them getting paid a fair price, which, you know, Willie and Neil and John have been talking about since 1985. we're still talking about it. Most recently with the rise of what we call the good food movement, this growing number of people who are going to farmers markets and joining CSAs or community supported ag programs.
Yes, we have a lot around here.
Yeah, that's great. And that's helping farmers get a little bit more of the dollar that folks are spending on their food. But we need to see more of that. The reality is, you know, the direct sales market is just a tiny little sliver of the money that we spend on food. So, you know, we're looking at opportunities for family farmers to really sort of scale up and offer that direct sale on a larger scale to schools and hospitals and city municipalities and nursing homes and all the places that we need good food. So, so helping farmers transition to those kinds of markets and figure out how to navigate that and how to make those changes and how to consider doing things differently. Because, you know, eaters are realizing that the food they're most often eating in their car on the go, you know, isn't great for them. And farmers also are realizing that the ways that we've been told we should be growing our food may not necessarily be the best ways. And farmers are really interested in trying new things and learning how to do things differently. So now the challenge for new farmers, which we are beginning to see finally.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah. You know, since...
Because there weren't a whole lot of people going into farming.
Right. And when FarmAid started up until 2007, we were consistently losing farmers. And then in 2007, when we got the ag census results, we finally said, oh, wait.
Yes.
we're starting to add.
Well, and that's kind of... Around 2007, it seems to me people were having more conversations about the food and about the quality of the food and organic food and things like that.
Yeah, it's funny. It was around the time that I started at FarmAid that we really started talking about food, you know, not just farmers.
Right.
But actually, let's talk about the food and how the rest of us who aren't farmers, because there are only 2 million of those in this country, what we can do. And that was 2002, 2003, and people said, well, this is sort of just a fad, you know, and now we're in 2014 and it's still growing. So it's not a fad. We finally woken up, I think. And... So, you know, that's why people are interested to know, okay, there are new farmers, but what are the challenges? And the challenges really are, you know, making that living and access to land. And for a lot of farmers who don't have that farming background, who didn't inherit the land, finding that land and affording the equipment and infrastructure that you need to start
a
farm.
Yes. Because John Deere tractors are not cheap.
No. They sure aren't. But a lot of new farmers are, you know, cooperating amongst each other to figure out how they can all buy one tractor and share it. And they're doing all these great things and finding these new markets. So we want to tell those stories and share them with people and inspire people who think that maybe, you know, oh, I'd like to be a farmer, but it seems too impossible. You know, every year after the FarmAid concert, we hear from folks who say, you know, I think I can do this, or I want to try it, or I'm going to school for this now, and or even just, you know, I started going to my farmer's market. You know, it's little changes that we can all make that will make a difference.
And they make a huge difference. I mean, if you think about it, FarmAid started in 85, and now in 20 years later, you started seeing more people going into farming. There's been a whole change and shift in the conversation, and FarmAid's definitely driven a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and thanks to our board artists who have been so much a part of that conversation. And, you know, we're lucky in that we have their voices, which go pretty darn far when you're a Neil Young and a Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp.
Well, and honestly, it probably wouldn't have gone as far without them. You know what I mean? Like, that they really bring it up into the media and into... you know, everybody's kind of conscious, whereas there's so many people who want your attention and so many different things, so you're kind of judicious with who you give it out. But when you have something like that, one of the things that strikes me about farming is how much work it is. It's just, and like I said, my cousin has a farm in Indiana and he does organic farming. And he doesn't make anywhere close to the minimum wage for the amount of hours that he's putting in and what he's able to sell at the farmer's market. He loves his life. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't trade it for anything. But the intensity of the labor behind the yield that they get is really amazing. I mean, it's... It is not for those who are lazy.
No, and organic especially, because there's a lot more labor involved in organic because you're not relying on the weed killers and all that stuff. Yeah, and remarkably, I would say that family farmers are the most hopeful and happy and positive people to be around. And
that's a nice group to work with.
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing. And they were all online last night when we announced our concert at 12:01. And it was like six farmers immediately liked my status on Facebook. And I said, what are these farmers doing up at midnight? They have to get up in like 4 hours. They're crazy, but they're wonderful.
So in this job, you said you worked in a dot-com for a while and were part of the kind of bust that happened with a lot of those. What has been some of the welcoming experiences you've had doing this job that you wouldn't have thought of?
Oh, that's a good question. There's been so many. They range. They're all over the place. You know, I feel... lucky and almost bad saying that I sort of think of Willie Nelson as my grandfather, sort of, because it's not, I don't want to name drop or, you know, say that I have this, you know, that me and Willie are best friends. But in working with him all these years, I am just so humbled and amazed at the kind of person that he is. So that's been amazing. And then on the flip side, the farmers.
Right.
You know, the farmers are the same kind of people as Willie.
Right.
So, you know, seeing them every year at the farming concert and getting that bear hug when they get out of the truck that right. they've driven from Missouri after a 15-hour drive, and they're still happy to see you and psyched to be at the concert. That's tremendous.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the meaning behind the concert. You are listening to the Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to the Art of Potential on 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with the Art of Potential Show, and I am talking with Jennifer Fahey. She is a director of communication for Farm Aid. And I mean, Farm Aid is just so amazing. I'm learning so much about it just in talking to you, Jennifer. One thing I have a question about, though, is it's just such a mission-driven concert, and the personalities behind it, you have to work very intimately with them.
I do, and I'm lucky to do so. And, you know, they're engaged on a daily basis, really.
Which is amazing, because these are artists that are all over the nation doing concerts and making a living that way, and yet they're still daily involved in this.
Right, and they're calling us from the road, and they're emailing us concerns, or they've got, you know, they heard a news story, and they want us to get more information, or... you know, they have their own interests. Dave Matthews is actually involved in farming in Virginia.
Okay. Yeah, he seemed like a new name to me.
He came on the Farm Aid board in 2001.
Okay, so it's new to me. I'm sorry, but like I still have the 80s stuck in my head.
Good. That's good. I think that's a nice thing. The 80s were very special. Yeah, so he's sort of the younger face of Farm Aid for sure. I guess on a daily basis now at this time, he's the most involved in farming. His wife is actually a naturopath.
Okay.
A doctor, homeopathic doctor.
Right.
So she's very involved in eating. He comes at the issue from the standpoint of being a dad. And so it's really personal to him, and he wants to make sure that his kids have good food.
Yeah.
And he talks a lot about that. So he has preserved this land in Virginia that was going to be developed otherwise. And now there's a number of farms that are on it and operating and selling food into the University of Virginia's cafeteria and into the Virginia hospital system. So, you know, there's some great change that's happening. And Willie, of course, grew up picking cotton, and he says it's probably the reason he became a singer, because he'd never want to pick cotton ever again.
Right. But
both he and John really come from that small town, you know, representing the regular people who are doing the hard work that the rest of us or many of us don't see or don't recognize.
It's so interesting how their backgrounds completely shape their philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find, like, let's just start with Willie Nelson. Do you find him accessible? Do you find now that he's a huge star that, you know, mm-hmm. he has airs about him? Like, what's your personal experience?
He's the most humble and generous person, and he takes the time to listen to everyone. He takes the time to sign every autograph.
Wow.
After a show. You know, one thing we've learned over the years is you don't tell Willie to move along. if someone wants to talk to him, you let Willie listen to him, because otherwise you are going to be sitting there a really long time while Willie spends
Does
a lot
Willie
of
wants,
time.
Right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I think that's Farm Aid's DNA, too. You know, we took that cue from Willie right from the start. We listen to farmers. We have a hotline that farmers call in on, and we try to connect them to the resources in their area that can best assist them. But first and foremost, they just need someone to listen oftentimes.
Which is huge. So I love the way you put that. It's in their DNA. So when Willie founded this, he wanted a place for people to go, farmers to go, to get the support they needed to stay on their farms. And he has never changed from that mission.
Right. And in those early days, that was all that was out there were other farmers who had, or farm wives who had lost their own farms or were in the process of losing their own farms and just had a phone in the kitchen. And they would operate hotlines essentially out of their kitchen. And now these people with farm aid funding have turned into organizations with more diversified funding and more services now. And they're out there all across the country working for family farmers.
So what's Willie Nelson's personality like? You said you think of him as your grandfather.
A little bit. And I actually have never known a grandfather closely. My grandfather on one side passed away before I was born, and on the other side he lived in Ireland still, so I would visit him. But he's just this amazingly welcoming person. And mm-hmm. when you get on that bus, you are, you know, just
family.
There, your family. Yeah. That's Willie. You know, Willie tours as Willie and family. And his family is a big part of the Farm Aid concert. His sons have grown up at Farm Aid concerts and come back every year and play. And he makes everyone feel like their family. Actually, a few months ago, we came down and Willie was playing here. He was playing in Raleigh, and we brought along some farmers that we wanted him to meet.
Yeah.
and Willie posted the photo onto his Facebook account. And so I figured, okay, good, we can share this on the Farm Aid account. And then I had probably 12 phone calls from farmers saying, well, when Willie comes to my town, I'd like to meet him. And one of those farmers actually was a 97-year-old organic farmer in Connecticut.
Wow.
And Willie said, of course, you know, if he can come to the show, of course I want to meet him. So Willie met him. And then at the next night in Maine, Willie met more farmers. And then at the other, this is what he does. You know, he's always available. And lucky for us, he's always crisscrossing the country. I mean, the man is unstoppable. And he'll visit with farmers on the road. And you know, he often has said he learns most of what he knows from truck stops, from talking and talking to truckers. And, you know, just the regular people who are out there. And
he hears
them, and he listens, and he takes what they tell him. And
that is really interesting, though, because you don't see that much with, you know, a hand-in-hand kind of a conversation, person-to-person. So much is online, and he is just out there meeting real human beings who can't hide behind their internet name. And
then posting the photos online. So he's got the best of both worlds.
So what about John Cougar Mellencamp? What's he like?
John Mellencamp is also amazing. I mean, all of the guys that we work with, all four artists, are just tremendous. And their commitment and their, you know, they are immense talents, but when it comes down to it, they're human beings, just like us, you know? So we were talking to John just the other day when he was getting ready for these interviews to announce the concert, and he's psyched. He's thrilled about the concert. He's thrilled to do it every year. He always has ideas about what we could do and who we could bring in. And all the guys are super.
What about Neil Young? I love him.
Yes.
I love all of them, I'll be honest.
Neil Young, we have sort of an office tradition that all of us who work at Farm Aid also have a concert role. So everyone says, oh, do you get to go to the concert? And we say, well, yes, but we don't actually see it.
Right.
Go to it or work our tails off for, you know, 48 hours straight. But we always make time to go down and watch Neil Young set in the photo pit. We sneak into the photo pit. And he usually ends the show just before Willie comes on. And that's a really special moment because all of us are in the pit together and we're just blown away by this like wall of sound that Neil Young creates. Some of my best memories are definitely in the photo pit for Neil Young songs. But as a person too, amazing. And he's got so many ideas and he's got so many personal interests that intersect with farming. And his son actually raises chickens.
Well, it's just you've got what I find so cool is you've got so many successful people who have the potential to have really big egos every single one of those men in particular, what, David Matthews, whoever, they have the potential to just, you know, they could do their own shows. They do their own shows. So for them to come together and find a cohesive place in which to be in space and to support each other and be able to throw out their ideas and not be engaged, like, well, if it's not my way, it's not the best. I mean, it doesn't sound like there's any of that. It just sounds like it's all coming from a point of true, you know, true caring about this community.
Yeah, and I think that that runs true throughout the entire Farm Aid concert, you know, right down to the roadies who are, you know, all dressed in black. If you were to bump into a roadie backstage, you'd be intimidated.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear about the concert. You are listening to The Art of Potential Show with Kristen Heemstra.
You're listening to The Art of Potential on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Welcome back. This is Kristen Heemstra with The Art of Potential Show, and I am talking with Jennifer Fahey. She is the Director of Communication for Farm Aid. So, Jennifer, we have this amazing concert headed to Raleigh September 13th. Tell us what it's going to look like.
The concert, the Farm Aid concert, is a full-day festival.
It's a full day. So, like,
it's
when you buy your ticket, you are there all day long.
Yes. You are there all day long. You are engaged all day long. There's music going on the stage. We have what we call the Homegrown Village, which is an interactive exhibit area where people can really get engaged in activities that have to do with food and farming. We have homegrown skill shares, where we're teaching canning or how to save seeds or how to make cheese.
Those things that some of us kind of passingly wonder about, but we're like, they figured it out, whatever.
Right.
Right. But you'll actually teach. That's good. I need to send my children there. Okay.
And it's a group environment, and kids are there, and so people really get into it. And then they take that home and expand upon those skills. And in the Homegrown Village, we feature organizations that are local to North Carolina, but also organizations that come from all over the country.
Right.
And they're working on different issues, and they're really getting concert goers. We don't just have petitions for you to sign or sign up for the email list. We don't allow any leafleting. It's all about really getting people to get hands-on and learn something and, you know, find joy. Because I think above anything else, you know, I think a lot of people have reasons for doing what they do in terms of supporting family farmers and going to farmers markets. But I really think that I like to emphasize the joy that we can find in it.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, because we can do good, but it really reinforces doing good often when there is fun involved and that joy. So, you know, we have family farmers in an area at the concert. Well, they're wandering all over, of course. They're not confined to one area like a herd of cows.
Right.
But but we also have them in an area so that they can just talk to people and people can ask them questions. And, you know, it's becoming less common, but it used to be that people would say, I've never met a real farmer before.
There's so some celebrity status because I've never, real live.
And at Farm Aid, they are celebrities, you know, the artists all say that right off the bat. You know, we're here for the farmers and they're the ones we're shining the spotlight on today. So the Homegrown Village is really fun and you get to learn a lot and really engage in activities that are fun and help you understand different issues. And then we have something we call Homegrown Concessions. So it's a concert, so you're expecting your hot dogs and your hamburgers and your fried dough or funnel cakes, I think they call them down here. And we have all that, but what we do is we work with the concert venue to source the ingredients for those foods from family farm sources.
Now, have you found that to be, so if you started that back in 85, it was probably kind
impossible.
Yeah, I would think, but I would hope over the past 20, 30 years, it's been more like, oh, we do that anyway, or, you know, more commonplace?
It's becoming more commonplace. We started it in 2007. Well, we started it a little bit earlier than that. We have one group who comes from Missouri every year. I sort of alluded to this earlier. Patchwork Family Farms. It's a co-op of family farmers who are raising antibiotic-free, non-confined pork.
Okay.
And this was really important because in Missouri in the early 90s, as happened here in North Carolina, we had this rise of factory farms
yes.
and confined pork operations. And these farmers said, we want to do it differently. And they formed a co-op, and they have the best pork, although, of course, we're going to have North Carolina pork because
right.
I just had some North Carolina pork for lunch, and it was also the best pork.
we do like our barbecue.
Yeah, so good. But these folks come every year, and so that was our first foray into saying, we're going to have family farm food. And we expanded that to not just be, okay, we're going to sneak in our Patchwork Family Farms pork chops, but we're going to change the whole menu. And we're going to show you the concert venues and Aaron
right,
Mark.
Right.
How you can do that, how you can look for family farm ingredients in your current supply chains.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
We want to show them this can be done.
Right.
There's no reason we can't have family farm food in our concert venues, at our football games,
right.
in our hospitals. You know, we're doing it in the schools. We're doing it in the hospitals a little bit. Now let's get bigger. We're doing it in the restaurants, of course, and that's one reason we're excited to be here in North
right.
Carolina.
I know.
but it, you know, we don't have to have just good food in these white tablecloth fancy restaurants.
Right.
We can do it in the concert venue. So we're doing it, and we're making a difference, and we are seeing some changes. Concert venues are switching out some of their ingredients and saying, yep, we can do the lettuce
that,
and the tomatoes,
yeah.
you know, locally, and we can make antibiotic-free meat and naturally raised meat and things like that available. So we are seeing the change, and it's one of the really fun things about planning the Farm Aid concert is meeting all of the local food providers that we can begin to work with to make these changes. And then see how, even after Farm Aid has left the building, how those changes might remain in place.
That is, you can see some tangible result of your work. So we buy our tickets, we come to Farm Aid, we get involved, we do all these things. Is there any surprise we're going to encounter, anything out of the ordinary to keep our eyes out?
There are usually surprises. some of them, those
I know
of us,
when you're planning an event, the surprises aren't always good.
Right. but usually they're good ones. Last year, we had a couple great surprises. For years have been joking, the homegrown village is just so much fun. It's a fair-like environment. It's like a county fair, and there's kids, and there's drum circles, and there's all kinds of fun things that happen. And our artists, small egos though they may have, they're often reluctant to go out into a crowd of 20,000 people and just mill
shockingly.
Around. Yes. Although Neil Young did do that in 2009 in Kansas City, or 2011 in Kansas City, just walked out into the crowd, and it was fantastic.
And he hasn't done it again since.
He hasn't. No, so he's probably due for this year.
Right.
So be ready.
Right.
But we've been joking that we should have a cow suit for folks, so they can jump in the cow suit and go out incognito and see what they want to see. So last year, Carolyn, our director, brought a cow suit, and we said, this is never going to happen. No, this is not going to happen. Lo and behold, Jack Johnson, on a 90-degree day, was in the cow suit, walking out to the homegrown village, not complaining, saying, I'm fine, we're all trying to pour water down his cow suit to keep him hydrated. The last thing we wanted was Jack Johnson passing out in the heat. And he went out and he visited farmers and he visited some of the exhibits and learned some of the things that we were showing people. And then he sat down. We had an indigenous Native American agriculture exhibit, and we had a drum circle. And he sat down with a bunch of 4 and 5-year-olds, and he played drums for about 5 minutes with his hooves.
Right.
And, you know, all these parents are taking photos, and at the end we sort of said, that's Jack Johnson, and nobody believed it. But luckily we had it filmed, and backstage he took the head off, and it was him, and then we showed it to everyone. The other thing that happened at the towards the end of the evening, we had a surprise guest, which was Pete Seeger.
Oh, wow.
And he's, of course, from New York, and we were in Saratoga Springs, New York. And so you know, people knew him. They were his neighbors. And they haven't seen him in a while because he'd been getting up there and his wife had died that winter and he had sort of become less of a public figure. And it was there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And it was great.
Well, and for those of you who are as excited about Farm Aid as I am, you can go to their website, which is www.farmaid.org, and there'll be a link to it on my site, The Art of Potential. And you can see the lineup. You can find out how to get ticket information. It just, what an amazing thing. Like I said, September 13th, 2004, it's going to be at the Walnut Creek Amphitheater. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kristen.
Wonderful, wonderful show.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.